Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
But first we turn our attention seaward, because the 8th of June is World Oceans Day. The day has been dedicated to raising awareness of the importance of our seas since 1992, but the need for action is stronger than ever before. The global conservation group WWF is one of the organisations that's most concerned. On the line from WWF headquarters in Gland, Switzerland, is Dr. Simon Kripp, director of WWF's Global Marine Programme. Dr. Kripp, how do you view the state of the world's oceans on this year's World Oceans Day?
Well, on this year's World Oceans Day, I think we see a further decline in the world's oceans. We're seeing 3/4 of the world's fish stocks, which are fished currently to their absolute maximum capacity, or they're recovering from collapse, or they're actually still being overfished. And if we see at present rates of destruction, 60% of the world's coral reefs will be destroyed within the next 30 years. This is the basis of many food webs. This is valuable resources for many millions, if not billions, of people around the world. And on World Oceans Day, we wanted to point a finger at the oceans and show that we really need to be protecting them.
Now, World Oceans Day has been celebrated annually since 1992, when it was created at an Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. The idea was to help raise awareness of threats to ocean life, but it doesn't seem to have been very successful.
It's just a single day once a year, and it's with rather little fanfare that it comes around each time. But I think this is an analogy for how we treat the oceans. We take them for granted each year, and we don't want to always be going on about how bad things are. There are solutions. Things are pretty bad in the ocean, and there is a crisis, but there are a number of solutions, a number of ways forward that we could relatively quickly change the way that we think about the oceans, the way that we use them, and the benefits that they give us.
So how do you think we should be going about that?
Well, one of the main solutions is the establishment of marine protected areas. These are areas of the ocean that are set up for a number of purposes, but protection, resource management, protecting, for example, valuable biodiversity, valuable resources like fish spawning areas.
In fact, less than 1% of the world's oceans are designated as protected, compared to almost 13% of our land area. Why is that?
You may well ask. It's around at about 0.6%, which is a very, very low value, and especially considering that the oceans cover over 70% of the planet's surface. There is a mix of different regulations, of different ownerships. It's the classic tragedy of the commons, where the access rights that all feel they have to different parts of the oceans means that it's been very difficult to put in place sensible management regimes. But protected areas is one of those tools that can be put in place to do just that, to help to restore the environment and help to manage it better for all those that work there and live there and rely on the oceans for food and livelihoods.
Of course, the status of a protected area is one thing we can do, but don't we also have to make sure that even in parts of the ocean which don't have that status, we implement anti-pollution measures and we try to ensure that whether we're talking about fish stocks or corals, that our natural resources are used more sustainably?
Yes, there are a number of other tools. You can manage other activities such as oil and gas development, shipping through what they call PSSAs, particularly sensitive sea areas, aquaculture through aquaculture zoning. So I think you're very right that looking forward, we should be looking at the way that we zone the marine environment so that different stakeholders, different groups can use it, but can use it in a far more sustainable way than we've seen up to today.
This year, Fiji has been presented with the Global Ocean Conservation Award to mark World Ocean Day in recognition of its leadership in marine conservation. How did Fiji earn that honour?
Well, Fiji, as you know, is a small island state in the South Pacific. The majority of its area is actually ocean area within its 200-mile zone. So the ocean is extremely important to Fiji, to its trade, to its livelihoods, and as a food resource. And so they have set up a 30% of their waters as marine protected areas, or they're planning to set up by 2020. And this is a great example that could be taken by many, many other areas from Europe, North America, Asia, and Africa. We see examples of where communities are coming to us and to other NGOs and to governments and asking for marine protected areas now. It's not just a bunch of greenies asking for these things to be put in place, these marine protected areas. It's the communities themselves that are asking for them because they're wanting better management of their resources. And Fiji shows us that working with the communities, which the government has done, that you can set up these protected areas for the benefit of all.
Dr. Simon Cripp, director of WWF's Global Marine Programme.
This is a download from Deutsche Welle Radio. For more information, visit our website at dw-world.de.